Humanity. My name is Anne and this is Asia and Oceania episode number 2. We're talking today about human geography South Asia. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. K-pop has a strong following in the United States, Canada, Australia, and Europe. Use the resources to explore more about political boundaries. Asia's stake in world markets has grown dramatically in the last half century. Bhutan, by comparison, has a low population density of only 14 people per square kilometer, a population pyramid that is very triangular, has a lot of young people and is growing rapidly. Overall, South Asia's growing population will have a significant impact on its geography. It looks like your browser needs an update. To ensure the best experience, please update your browser. Some images used in this set are licensed under the Creative Commons through Flickr.com. Click to see the original works with their full license. Some people decided not to migrate, which explains why India has the largest Muslim population of any non-Muslim state. The already enormous populations of South Asia continue to increase, challenging the economic systems and depleting natural resources at an unsustainable rate. Most of the Muslim populations of the Punjab migrated to Pakistan in 1947 and most of the Indian Punjabis are Sikh with a Christian minority. There are three basic types of regions: formal regions, functional regions, and vernacular regions. The functional region of South Asia would be the city versus the country. The vernacular region of South Asia is unique. This is all for today, guys. My name is Anne and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Asia and Oceania and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.